Europe's unrest creates both uncertainty and opportunity for the gospel. Niger looks at change through the polls, and a New Testament helps India's Christians face a global market. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. French oil refineries open following days of unrest and protest of the government's forced pension reforms. The unrest is creating uncertainty, says President of Avant Ministries Jack Elwood.
With some of the government changing rules about retirement, there's a new audio tape from Osama bin Laden threatening France for their involvement in Afghanistan. This instability, both religiously and politically, is actually a great opportunity for the gospel.
Elwood says few Europeans are interested in a true relationship with Christ. Little response makes ministry less attractive, but they do need more people.
Many Americans assume they're already Christian and don't really understand that a number of countries, even in Western Europe, within the next two decades, could become Muslim-dominated majorities if the progression of birth rates and the lack of evangelical witness continues.
You're needed now to help in Europe. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Niger went to the polls Sunday in a constitutional referendum aimed at kicking off a transition to democracy. It paves the way for the election slated for January 31st. Lita Young of Words of Hope says their staff hopes the changes will bring about normalcy. They've been sharing the gospel in French and Hausa throughout Niger. Because of the response, the team is looking to recruit a second French producer. Keep praying for a peaceful transition all around. You're listening to Mission Network News. When the scripture came to the Mizo people of Northeast India 112 years ago, literacy came with them. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says they just celebrated the dedication of the first Mizo English parallel New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs.
Today's young people are anxious and eager to learn English in order to do well in their studies in schools and then to get ahead. We believe this parallel New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs will be used of God to cause revival of the reading of God's Word.
They needed to create a tool that would promote further study.
In all our partnership mission schools in India, the Bible is part and parcel of the curriculum. We emphasize memorizing God's Word among the students.
So far, it's been received well.
We have received numerous and all positive response from the Mizo people. In fact, many requests have come asking us to do the entire Bible, Mizo English Parallel Bible. We will be working on this in the near future, God willing.
Meanwhile, the Mission Society has changed their mission statement to:
The Mission Society exists to mobilize and deploy the body of Christ globally, to join Jesus in his mission, especially among the least reached people.
Why the change? President and CEO Dick McLean says:
What we were hoping for and praying for was a statement that not only would help us express to others what it is that we're about, but more importantly, define for ourselves what we're about. So we feel like the mission statement that was adopted not only defines our heart, but really directs our future.
Based on the new statement, their future will be focused a lot more on the least reached people groups than when they began. One thing won't change, though. The ministry will continue to go where God leads.
It's important that we recognize that God's heart is for the world. It always has been. That there's no place we go where God already isn't. And Jesus is there inviting us to join him in what he's doing.
And Christians in the United States are coming together to reach Muslims for Christ. The Crescent Project recently held their Oasis Conference and taught many how to preach the gospel in a way that connects with Muslims. Hundreds of Christians attended and were able to gain practical knowledge and resources. Churches are applying their newfound knowledge in their ministry today. One attendee says her church will start the Bridges program. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God's Smuggler will not only entertain you, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God's Smuggler at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.